Hey, good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday. Let me get my screens all set up and we will get started. We are watching another video from the Taking Big Ass Action course because this month it's all about taking some action. Just y'all, the best thing I can do is tell y'all anytime you are overwhelmed, anytime you are doubting, anytime you're trying to perfect, the quickest way to get out of feeling that way, if you want the easiest way rather than stop, drop, and try to figure out what the fuck I'm thinking, which is fine. Like, I think that's like longer term strategies. But immediately, I will tell you, if you just get into action in some form or fashion, your brain has been hacked to have to now focus on what it is you're fixing to do. So it has to dead stop whatever drama was creating the other shit. Now, we don't want to always spend our life just acting to get out of our feelings. Eventually, what we want to do is we want to investigate, why do I keep creating this scenario for myself? Like, are there ways I'm catastrophizing, worrying, blowing out of proportion, jumping to conclusions? Are there things like that happening in my mind that if I sit with a journal and I think on it when I'm calm and relaxed, I can kind of work through this stuff? So the next time it happens, my brain actually has a new way to think about it instead of only offering me the old ways, the old reactions. It starts kind of offering you both. So if you want like Corinne's secret tip for getting shit done is every time I'm overwhelmed, I find something that I can do about it. Every time I am anxious, I sit down and I think, like, what can I do right now to alleviate some of this problem? Is there anything? Sometimes for me, it's just coming up with ideas on things that I can try later to make the situation better. Anytime y'all are feeling that way, I will tell you, if you are in positions where, like, a lot of times we get anxious at work, we get overwhelmed at work, we are with a group of people, we can't just, suddenly sit back and put our hands on our heart and do deep breathing and woo-woo it out. We can't just stop, drop, and journal and do all the things. But what we can do is there are little things that we can do to biohack our brain out of the emotion of the moment, put a pin in it. Remember, especially if it's a pattern that keeps coming up, to like, that is something to take to ask coaches. That is some, like, if you take stuff to ask coaches and you tell them, like, this keeps happening, like, this thing happens, and then I feel like ass. Like, whatever your, and insert your feeling of ass is. Then you go over and you say, and when I feel like ass, here's some of the things I think I might be thinking. The coaches, that is like journaling. And ask coaches, they can work with you back and forth on that stuff. And if you haven't checked out the new Ask Coaches, you really should. I just want to let y'all know that I think last month we had 19,000 page visits over there. Means a lot of you motherfuckers are going over there and reading it and learning from it. And more people are using it. And if you haven't checked it out in a while, you probably should, because we now have what we call the back and forth feature. It's where our coaches, I am working with them on, like, now we want to have like a two-way dialogue and we will talk to you as long as you want. So if you go over there, you're going to see it's not just a question and an answer. It is now a question and an answer. And a lot of times the answer will be asking you more questions. Sometimes we need to ask you a few questions before we can help you. It is like having coaching in your pocket. I'm going to tell all of you, if you are not using it, what the fuck are you waiting on? And I don't care if you use it. There's like two ways to use it. Go over there and just read and get the help, because somebody else has probably already asked your question. And like getting and watching the conversation there will be very helpful. And then some of you need to just start taking some of your shit over there. Like, for instance, here's some big ass action. Rather than doing 432 discovery worksheets on the same fucking overeat every damn night and saying you're going to do the same thing over and over and over again, and yet you never actually do it, take number 433 over to Ask Coaches and say, hey, I keep doing this. Here's how I'm doing my discovery worksheet. Here's what I think the problem is, or I obviously don't know the problem because I haven't been able to solve it on my own yet. What say you, coaches? Let them help you. A lot of you are just sitting around not getting the help that you deserve. Why the fuck do you think I give you all this stuff? Because it's just so fun to throw more shit out on the internet? No, it is not fun to throw more shit out on the internet. I will tell you, that is not like if I want to be doing something, there's a lot more ways to be having fun other than that. So I beg, plead, ask that you go over there and use it. Okay. So we're going to get into action. Today, we're going to be talking about perfectionism. And before we do that, let me get on screen my coach, which is going to be, I believe, Mish today. There we go. Let's get you here, Mish. And just for everybody who has their hand raised, this is a call where we don't call on people. This is the Kryn Show. I'm a teaching, and you can use the Q&A feature in Zoom to ask any questions, and Mish and me will work with you. So let me get the screen settled. I don't know why sometimes it takes off speaker view. All right, now everybody, it is time to hope and pray that Corinne shares her screen correctly. I've been getting it better, or been getting better at it here lately, but you know me, I'm not what we call our tech whiz. Last week we said go to advanced. We say go to video. We got to go to desktop. Perfectionism. See what happens. All right. You know, I'm going to be looking for you in the chat. When I hit play, you got to tell me if shit's working. Let's talk about why perfectionism gets in the way of taking big ass action. It seems innocent at first. You're thinking things like, I've ordered my planner, but I can't start making 24-hour plans until that baby arrives. I'll be able to eat healthy after this weekend when I have time to meal prep. I like being organized, so I'll start my plans at the beginning of the month. A few more days won't hurt. These are the exact perfectionistic thoughts that keep you out of big ass action. You falsely believe there is a right moment to start. Monday, tomorrow, next month, or the next No BS challenge. The problem with delayed start thinking is it sends your subconscious the wrong message. It says, there's a better time when life will be set up for you to execute correctly. Right now, it's not set up for you. Your life is not in your control. Perfect circumstances are in control of your life. Your subconscious then goes to work on looking for things to go wrong, looking for things that are in your way, and it reacts to things with procrastination and quitting. So the solution is simple. Any time is a good time to make the next best decision. Hard times, when shit hits the fan, or just an unexpected interruption to your day, they aren't showstoppers. That's called life. And your thoughts will always dictate your experience of it. You can keep your excuses as to why you can't do better right now, or you can decide that you're in total control over what you think and put inside your mouth. Another thing to watch out for as a perfectionist is believing there's an ideal way things should be done. Be on the hunt for these words. It should or shouldn't be done like this. I have to do this or I can't do that. Rarely will your real life match up to your encyclopedia of rules and standards you have for yourself and others. When you have unchallenged and unrealistic standards set up for yourself, you live a life of disappointment. And the more you are disappointed because of false expectations and unrealistic rules, the more you stop doing the very things you know will help you. You convince yourself that planning makes you feel like a failure, when in reality, you think you should be able to follow your plan. And that perfectionistic thought makes you feel like a failure. And when you feel like a failure, you start half-ass actions like planning when you feel like it, reading what other no BS women are doing, and then sitting around thinking, that can't work for me. Next, you are either quitting altogether or searching for something restrictive and harsh to do on the internets. Your perfectionistic side believes you need hard rules and standards to match your internal bullshit. Look, if easy rules won't work, I'm going to be betting that the harsher ones aren't going to be your answer. But here's what a big ass action taker who's dumping perfectionism will think. As long as I keep planning and don't give up, I can get better at this. That has you feeling calm and willing. And feeling willing keeps you in big ass action. So for all the people in the back who need to hear this, the answer to weight loss isn't to do things right, to feel good, or to get better at your shoulds and shouldn'ts at the expense of your self-worth. The answer is to be aware of your rules and challenge them. One of my friends and life coach, Judith Gatton, talks about asking yourself the real question. What is really needed to be successful? Like, what is really needed to do this right now? You can also ask things like, where did I learn that I should or shouldn't do this shit? You can ask yourself, so what if I stop living by my standards, by my crazy batshit standards? What standard do I truly want for myself that sets me up for challenge, but not defeat? Here's an example. Sometimes y'all hear me talk about good, better, best foods, and you walk away thinking, well, I should eat best foods to lose weight. Bitch, please. I never said that. But your brain heard it that way, and now it's judging you against something that's not even true. So ask yourself, did Corinne really say that I needed to only eat best foods? Or is that something I'm telling myself? Maybe I should listen to that lesson again to get the accurate information. Look, last I checked, I've got thousands of No BS success stories who didn't meal prep perfectly. And I know they didn't all start on a Monday. If starting on Monday was your answer to weight loss, y'all, we'd all be thin. If you identify with perfectionistic thinking, I want you to use the Uncovering Your Perfectionistic Thinking exercise inside your Big Ass Action Guide, because I want you to start identifying those hidden rules that are getting in your way. Once you start uncovering all of this perfectionistic thinking, I want you to start asking a new question each time those bullshit rules and thinking arise. I want you to start asking yourself, what would A, B, and C level work look like right now? Perfectionistic thinking is a lot like thinking we did in school. We were taught to bring home them A's. Anything less meant you didn't try enough or that you needed to try harder. Just know that's probably why as an adult, you're still trying to get all your A's. But you are an adult now, which means you get to decide what deserves your A-level work and what doesn't. We didn't get that option as kids. For example, I do A-level work on making my daily plan and journaling. I prioritize my mind. I allow for B-level work when I work out because I know my brain and mouth make the biggest difference in my maintenance. But I like being fit, so I shoot for B's, and some days I get that A because I want to, not because I have to. And C-level work for me is self-development. I don't wait until I'm able to concentrate or take perfect notes. I just plug and play shit when I have opportunities, trusting I'm gonna hear what I need to hear. If something is amazing and I wanna really dig in, well, then I make a note on my phone to book some time on my calendar to listen at my A-level work. A mix of A, B, and C-level work is plenty to lose weight. C is a passing grade last time I checked and can often get you losing your weight faster. Why? Because if you only do things at A-level, you can't do very much. But if you do a few things at A-level that you'll enjoy and learn a lot from, then you'll have the capacity to do some B and C level things that start adding up. Things like taking a 10-minute walk instead of waiting for an hour of power to open up for you to exercise. Or making your food plan, but skipping your journaling on a busy morning. You might have a couple of go-to thoughts on some stickies that you use on those busy days to keep you calm and centered when you can't just clean your brain out with a deep dive journaling session. C-level work includes tossing some clothes you don't love after you've worn them into a donate bag that you're keeping in your closet. You do that instead of waiting until you can do an official and full-on closet purge day and then sitting there staring at your tight clothes all the time.
Let's take planning as another example, because I know you need a lot of ideas on how to think on A, B, and C levels. An A plus ideal version of planning might look like this. You do it first thing every morning in your planner, and it would be great if you could line this up with the first of the month because you begin a fresh planner. If those conditions aren't there, a perfectionist might not be willing to even start. The trick is to know this, but start as best you can. Find the next best decision. A B plus version could look like this. You do your plan first thing in the morning, except for your busy mornings. On those days, you commit to writing on a sticky note your food for the day before you get out of the car at work. A C version would be forgetting to plan, catching yourself mid-bite of breakfast, sitting at your desk while on the phone, and then quickly jotting down on the nearest sticky note your food intentions for the rest of the day. Guess what all three of those have in common? They thought through their food and didn't let excuses become what they listened to in their brain. All of them got it done, figured it out. You aren't a better person if you get all A's. You become a better version of you when you decide to take big ass action in all the ways available to you. Don't be that person that never loses weight because you're waiting on things to be perfect. When you are willing to push past your brain's perfectionistic tendencies, you teach your mind to pay attention to what really matters. What matters is getting things done, taking action when you don't want to, or when your mind has error thoughts. You see, weight loss is doable and easy. And inside your guide, I have an exercise for you to find what you really need to be doing and what fake-ass rules you can let go of. Perfectionism isn't possible, but ditching your bullshit standards is. I'll see you in the next lesson.
All right, so I have so much to say. Oh my God, when I was watching this video, I was like, this one's so good. I totally forgot I even wrote this. So I got a lot. First and foremost, somebody put in the chat, somebody asked in the Q&A. Okay. Thank you, Kristen, because I'm going to answer your question because it's really good for what we're doing today. Galen, you said, I'm going to use Ask Coaches for 3 months because I've planned and almost every day in the afternoon, I go after junk food, almost like I don't want to be doing the work I'm supposed to be doing. How about you tell yourself this? In the afternoons, I probably don't want to be doing that work, but I also don't want to gain weight over it. Like, let's just try that this afternoon. Because the truth is you probably don't want to be doing it. We don't need to change that thought. If you, seriously, this morning I had to get up at the wicked crack of dawn because I had a lot of work that had to get done before this call, plus a workout because I'm flying out at 1:15 today. So I've got to do 3 calls, hit the airport, and get on a plane. Who didn't want to do any of that this morning? Me. Now, I'm really good at saying, I really don't want to be doing this, but I need to. I'm going to have to. And, sometimes, if saying I have to really aggravates you to the point that you can't do things, then don't say I have to. But for me, I can tell myself at times, I have to do this. This call was a have to. There was no way I was going to be like, you know what? I've been going since 4:30 this morning. I'm just going to cancel. I just really need a break. No, I have to do this call. Otherwise, I let all of you down. I'm a shithead business owner. All of that comes true. I don't want to be that person. So sometimes, I just want y'all to hear, it's probably better just to admit the truth. It's I do have to do this work. I just really don't want to. And so I feel overwhelmed or whatever. Just narrate what the fuck's actually going on and then tell yourself, look, I refuse to be overweight over this any longer. I'm going to sit here in the yuck of not wanting to do this. Now, if you want to change your attitude, great. But if you don't want to change your attitude, then just say, there are just some days in the afternoons, I really don't want to do this work. I'm fucking tired. And I'm also done gaining weight over it. Because now you're just trading misery. You're trading the misery of not wanting to do something in the moment for the long-term misery of never being able to do the shit you want with your weight. And like, that's the power of narrating some of this stuff that's going on. So I'm really glad you posted that. I'm up for fuck sure. You're not the only person who feels this way. All right. So sometimes taking big ass action is like literally just a matter of telling yourself, I'm not going to do this. I am going to do this. It's not going to be perfect. Just like for a lot of you, some of you to end some of the eating that you're doing, it's because you're waiting for a perfect feeling. Like, I'm just waiting for that moment in the afternoons, and I'm waiting for that moment in the evenings where I feel really good about not overeating. And until I get to that point, I guess I'm just stuck eating every night. That's perfectionistic thinking. That is a flavor of being a perfectionist. You're waiting on the good feelings. Guess what? We're probably going to need to sit through some urges. We're probably going to need to sit there and like think to ourselves, like, I am not eating tonight. It may be easy. It may be hard. I don't know. But I am no longer waiting until I'm no longer waiting to feel motivated to make this change. I'm no longer waiting for any of that. I am just going to get started. And I'm going to tell my truth. I'm going to narrate what's happening throughout the night. I feel really guilty for sitting here and watching television. Most nights I end up eating over it. Like narrate. Another thing, I've got a lot of talking points today, but I want to actually answer a few of these questions because y'all are killing it today. You're asking such good fucking questions. Kristen started with, I told her she had to like write me back in. Her parents and in-laws are coming this week. As dramatic as this sounds, which I'm going to give it to her, it's fucking dramatic. It's going to derail my weight loss and plans are up for whims of the group. I'm worried that after they leave, I'll feel defeated. There's a lot going on here. Number one, it is very dramatic. So I'm really glad that you're admitting that. Like, I am narrating my in-laws coming into town as if here they come. They're going to derail me. I will be tied to a table, strapped like a prisoner. They will for sure go get all my favorite foods and a plunger. They'll pry my mouth open with the jaws of life as if I am a car that has just been wrecked, and they will be pounding the food down my throat. And then when they leave, and that'll be their whims. Every day it'll be just like somebody will throw a black hood over my head and whim me out with their food plans. And then when they leave, I'm going to be like, you were so weak. Oh my God. Like, I bet you gained weight. You're such a loser. Now, this is the dramatic tale we're telling ourselves. Somebody give me a thumbs up if you are just as the world turns, as Kristen is being a little bit. And Kristen, I love you. But y'all know, if I don't say this in a funny way, nobody's fucking paying attention on replays. So here's what I want to give you some advice on, Kristen. Number one, no one can derail you without your permission. Short of black hoods, jaws of life, and being tied to a table, no one can make you eat. No one can make you drink. Now, you may choose to do some of that, but that is very different than you saying it's going to be their fault. Like, when they come to town, I have no choice but to do what they say. You have a choice in the matter. Now, you may feel weird about eating differently in front of them. I'd rather you say that. It's going to be hard for me because I'm not used to saying no, or I'm not used to following through on my plans. I'm not used to having urges. I might feel the fear of missing out. Like, let's actually talk about it in the way that best serves Kristen, which is very undramatic. And we put the onus back on you, because until you have control of the situation, guess what? You can't take big ass action. This is the thing for all of you. Unless you are in control of your own situation, you can't take big ass action. And the last time I checked, I don't accept toddlers and below into my program. I'll even give you 18 and below. Well, 17. When you are 17 and below, then yes, I could see that somebody might make you do things. But now you've got free will. Welcome to being 18 and over, y'all. It sucks. Wouldn't it be nice if somebody just tell us what to fucking do all the time? No, we got to like exercise free will. We got to sit there and make our own fucking choices for ourselves. Boo fucking who. So she replies, alcohol drinks night during the weeknight. That's a choice. Plan them. Or don't plan them. That's not your in-laws derailing you. That's going to be you deciding, do I want to do this or not? How does it affect my weight loss? Is there a way that, do I have any perfectionistic thinking like, there's no way I could drink it all and lose weight? You may also want to decide for this week, do you want to be losing weight or would you like this to be a maintenance week? Would it be easier at first, make this a maintenance week and that's the goal? So things change a little bit. And then you're like, this week, the goal is to maintain so that when they leave, I go back to what I was doing. Brunches and dinners out to eat. Plan, plan, plan. You can decide how much brunch you're going to eat. You can decide if you're going to be desserts or not, appetizers or not, mimosas or not, fried foods or not, sweets or not, vegetables or not. You can decide if it's two visits to the buffet, one visit to the buffet. You got so many choices. You just don't want to make them. So now you have to ask yourself, what is it about it that I am wanting to, why do I not want to make the choices? It would be easier to just blame them because, like, those are the questions to be asking, because that's going to give you a lot of insight into what's going on. She said, I'm going to have general feelings if unsettled because so many people are in the house. Yeah, then just tell yourself, I'm going to be unsettled all this week. But let me ask you this, Kristen, sitting here right now, is that a good reason to eat? I'm going to be so unsettled. I should probably solve that with a ding dong. Like, let me ask all of you this. Let's pretend that your 8-year-old daughter comes walking up and she's like, I'm just going to tell you, man, that grade's a real bitch, mom. I go in, there's a lot of kids in there. And every day, some of them are like yelling, acting out and stuff. I am so unsettled all day long. And you're just like, oh my God, you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I will pack you a bottle of wine. That'll help. And if, you know, like if I might get arrested for sending you some wine, here's what I'll do. I'm going to pack you some Twinkies and Snickers and licorice and nachos for fun. Because whenever those kids act up, here's what I want you to do. I know you're unsettled. I really think you should eat. That'll help. If you wouldn't tell a fucking 7 and 8-year-old to do it, then don't sit there and tell yourself like, I know all of you. I get it. I was this person. That may be how we've been dealing with it, but we need to call it out for what it is. You're never going to figure out how to be comfortable around people if you keep eating. Because that's not making you comfortable around them. All that does is ignore feeling unsettled. So now we need to figure out why. Why does having so many people in the house make me uncomfortable? What am I thinking about? What am I worried they're thinking about me? That's probably what we need to be working on at the deeper level. So Kristen, I want you to take everything I just said and I want you to take it to Ask Coaches. I want you to Corinne literally just put all the onus back on me to figure out how to actually have my in-laws and people come over to my house and from this moment forward, not need food to get through it. Because I'm going to ask you, Chris, you're probably what, in your 40s, maybe 50s, could be 30s. You probably have another 20 to 30 years left of your life of people coming over to your house. Do you want to figure out how to deal with this now? Or do you want to spend the rest of your life trying to figure out how not to gain, like how to eat when your in-laws are here? We need a new way. Pronto. What lip color am I wearing? As always, let's see. It is MAC and it's called Scattered Petals. What a lovely name. Who would have thought Corinne would be wearing Scattered Petals? I obviously didn't look at the name because I almost always choose lipsticks, I shit you not, by like words like icon. Some of my favorite ones, and I forget who icon is. That might be a Kylie, but like Huda makes one called Trophy Wife. That's one of my favorites. I usually look for names first and then color selection second. All right. Let me get to my actual notes about what I was going to talk about today. Cause I just, no, I'm feeling it today. Oh my God. It must be because I got up early. All right. First of all, perfectionism is not the same as consistency. One of the things that James Clear says is the days can be easy if the years are consistent. And I think all of us need to be thinking about that. Hang on, I got to get y'all back. I don't see y'all. Okay, there we go. One of the things I've been talking about recently is like, we have this misconception about what consistency is. And so for all of you, the entire month of June, I am rolling out a brand new program that's all about how to be consistent. What is consistency? What does that look like when it comes to weight loss? What level of consistency is even required to lose weight? Because that is one of the biggest asks that y'all have had is like I get the four basics. I don't know how to be consistent. And the first thing it starts with is y'all have a very misguided sense as to what consistency is. You confuse consistency with being perfect. Consistency means every day I find ways to do things and make them do on repeat. And some days I can do all the things, and some days I can only do a few things. But overall, no matter what, if every day I'm figuring out what I can do and do my best, eventually my days just get easier and easier. But that does not mean you have to be consistency doesn't mean every day has to go perfect. So for example, let's say we want to get consistent at stopping at enough. Okay. Consistent is not every day I actually stop at enough at every meal. Being consistent comes in a lot of ways. Am I consistently paying attention? That's like the first step. Like before you worry about actually following through, you've got to have like the first step, which is, all right, so step one to being someone who can stop it enough has to be, I've got to pay attention. So now I need to put all my energy and effort into making sure I'm paying attention. That doesn't necessarily mean I will always stop it enough because there'll be reasons why I may not stop it enough. And I'm going to need to get consistent at working on those reasons. But for today and for this like next week or so. So one of the questions in here that I got that I want to use this as an example, someone said, I just noticed on my planner, on my habit tracker, that I'm doing really good in the basics, except when it comes to hunger and enough, I'm like 50%. So the first thing we have to do is we have to ask ourselves, am I even paying attention consistently? And if I'm not, how can I get really good at paying attention? What are all the things I can do there so I can build up my consistency bone there? Because I will tell all of you, what a lot of you do is you spend time beating yourself up that you're not stopping it enough and you're not even good at paying attention yet. But you automatically go into, I'm so broken. I can't do this. I'm a fat fuck. I'm like all the things. So we want to be breaking it down into little steps. Big ass action is about how many little things in weight loss can you combine? Like, where are you grabbing little bitty things to do? It's not about all, like, it's not about doing all of them at one time to lose weight. It's about grabbing little things, little bit at a time, layering them in. That's all I did to lose weight. That is literally it. So we're going to get first and foremost really consistent at just listening, paying attention. Then we're going to get consistent at identifying the patterns. What meals, which foods, what feelings, what people? Think about all the different scenarios that come up when it comes to blowing your wad on stopping at enough. Like for me, I'm really good at stopping at enough. Breakfast and lunch. I never have to work on those. I pay attention. It's a lot easier. My brain is sharper during those times. No problems. But I noticed that stopping at enough, my biggest pattern will always be like at night, especially when we've ordered Uber Eats. When I'm eating the food that JJ makes for me, when I'm just eating like, you know, my normal food here, I have gotten really consistent on making sure that my portions are about what it takes for me to get enough. Because what I've done over time is I've ate long enough. Because this is a hack for all of you. After a while, you kind of start knowing what your enough is. So now you just get into an automatic habit of knowing how to prepare for enough, how to serve enough. And if you want to clean your plate, you can. And you only have to change your servings if you ever notice either one, you're stalling on the scale. You might want to revisit. This is when we tune back in to make sure that we're eating enough. This is where we, if you're in maintenance and you start kind of creeping up, you tune back in. But like for me, I have paid attention for so long and know what enough is that I now know how to serve myself enough. But guess what I don't serve? Uber Eats. Somebody else does all the serving. So on those nights, I have to be really mindful. I have to turn back on enough. I have to pay attention. Because I eat in bed. Chris and I always eat in bed. Like, people make fun of us. We have like two dining room tables. We have one right outside our kitchen. And then we have one in our little sunroom. And when we were like building this house, I had this lady who was helping me like kind of figure out what we were going to do with our space. And she like, oh my God, she wanted us to have like 400 dining room tables. I mean, like every room was like another eating escape. And I said, who's eating at all these tables? I was like, we just need one. And I was like, hell, I don't even know if I need the one. I've had like my last house, we didn't even have a dining room. We didn't even have a table because no one ate at the fucking table. So I ate in bed, watching TV. When we order Uber Eats, I have to turn back on. I have to get consistent with listening again. So you're going to be looking for your patterns. You're going to be looking for, like, for sometimes for me, when I'm really tired and spent for the day and we're ordering Uber Eats, I have to take my food to the kitchen first and serve it up. Because here's what I know. On the days when I'm not really tired and we're just ordering Uber Eats, I can pay attention and I can put it away. On the days when I'm really tired or I'm upset or, you know, something like I know something's wrong in the force, on those days, I have a prearranged agreement with myself. When the food arrives, we take it to the kitchen, serve what you think is enough, put it all away, then you can go to the bedroom. And I do this because I know me. I'm a lazy fuck. When I'm in that bed, it takes those jaws of life like Kristen's fixing to get to pry me out of it. So I think about, all right, how many obstacles can I put between me and going back for food when I'm tired and upset and it's like something extra delicious. I also know it's harder for me to stop it enough when I dine out because I'm not in control of the portions. Somebody else is. So it's in their control until it lands on the table. Then when it lands on the table, let us all take a wild guess. Who the fuck's in control when it lands on the table? It is not the restaurant or the kitchen. It is me. It is you. So, I've got to have strategies for that. I eat with my non-dominant hand. Sometimes I ask for a to-go box ahead of time. And I put it away because I know me. I don't want to be that person who eats what she's got and has some in the to-go box. And then I'm over there munching in the to-go box. I have just enough worrying about what other people will think to dead stop me. Use what you got. No shame in that game. It's like, I know my brain. My brain is not like, it's just like when sometimes if I'm like at a nice place, I put my napkin over the food. Like I'll just quickly do it. Like, all right, I know I've had enough. Before I think too hard about this, before negotiation starts, we're just done. And I want to put my napkin over it because I want to signal a server to remove it. This is usually when I'm on vacation and I know I can't take it home with me. I don't have a refrigerator or whatever. And I do that because I know me. I don't want to be that chick sitting in a restaurant that everybody looks at who takes the napkin off her food and then starts eating again. I'm like, let's just use what we got. So we want to make sure that when we are consistent, that we're thinking about it in a new way. Consistent doesn't mean perfect. It means showing up the best you can, knowing what you can do in every moment, even if it's not what you would realistically love to happen. It's not stringing along perfect days. It's how many days can you string along where you can honestly say, I tried. I did things. I was honest with myself. Maybe I didn't do it right, but I didn't give up. If you want to be consistent in anything, if you're going to try to string together as many perfect days as you can, string together as many days that you don't give up completely. That's it. Look for your patterns. Work on them. And then the other thing when it comes to perfectionism to remember is there is no better version of you coming tomorrow. The version of you that shows up tomorrow is going to be trained by the person who shows up today. So if the version of you today is giving up, the version of you today is only going after immediate gratification, making excuses, blaming other people, going into fuck it mode, all of those things. Tomorrow, you just got one more rep at being her. No one wakes up dramatically different the next day. You will not wake up tomorrow ready to pay the price for yesterday, Corinne. I promise. There's not been one time that I said that, you know, tomorrow I'm going to do better. Tomorrow, like I'm going to magically turn into this version of me who is willing to do whatever I'm not willing to do right now. She never feels any better. She's never more motivated. She has just as many excuses. She's trained by me today. I tell her how to think every day by what I allow of myself in this moment. And like knowing that helps me in the moment to just take a big breath and say like, if somebody's got to pay the price, I might as well in this moment do that shit I don't want to. Try. Not fuck it, eat. Whatever has to happen that you think tomorrow you is going to do, you today needs to just do it right now so that tomorrow you, number one, doesn't have to pay the price. She doesn't have to beat herself up. She's not put in the position. She's not behind the eight ball making up for whatever it is you're fixing to do. Her life's not harder. And you don't have these false expectations of her. Think about sometimes what we do to tomorrow us. We expect her to be so perfect and good. It is very unfair. If it would help all of you, find someone you love. Like for me, it's a lot of times when I start thinking about tomorrow me, I think about little 12-year-old Corinne over there. I've got a picture of her, little Corinne that I keep. And I look at it and I ask myself, she's tomorrow Corinne. Do I want to put this burden on her? And she's just over here looking sweet. No, I don't want to burden her. If you don't want to go back to your past, think of one of your kids. Say, like, would I expect my kid to do whatever, like pay my toll today? If the answer is no, don't expect you to do it either. And you're not going to want to. Let's talk about, oops. All right, I got to find my notes. Hang on, I got to find my notes. I literally have so many, y'all, I just call me tabs open over here because Corinne definitely has tabs open. All right, here's the other thing. It's also easier to be consistent when your actions are doable. So here's the other thing that we need to make sure we're doing. Whenever you are planning to take actions, I want all of you to make them as simple as possible. Now, next month, we're going to be talking about leveling up, and we're going to spend an entire Wednesday. One week is going to be spent on the not good enoughness shit that comes up with it. I know that that is a real thing, that when you make things doable, when you make them simple, you tend to like, it's like, oh, that won't be good enough. I'm going to tell you the truth because I think a lot of us need it. Do you know what's not good enough? You sitting around thinking that one day you are going to be the person who does all the things, like in one fell shot. The only reason I am the person I am today is because there was a version of me who was willing to do things that she thought wasn't good enough. I swallowed my pride. I swallowed my perfectionism. I sat through weeks and weeks of telling myself it wasn't good enough and also telling myself the truth. What was no longer good enough was sitting on the sidelines of life, telling myself bullshit that taking forward progress wasn't going to count. That would be like in football, if on the first down, you only got a yard and them saying, that's not good enough. Let's just quit. You know what they do? They keep going. They've got four downs to get 10 yards. They don't know what's going to happen on attempt two and three. They just adjust. Stop sitting around and believing that small steps aren't good enough. You have way too much evidence staring you in the fucking face in this membership that says that success in weight loss is built on the back of thousands of tiny fucking decisions. I have never once had someone lose their weight because they never made a mistake, because on day one, they listened, they were like, I joined on day one, I listened to the entire No BS course, and my entire food relationship revolutionized overnight. Never had a problem. No. They did all kinds of things that they did not think was good enough. So, for all of you, It's hard to stop the thought. It's not good enough. But you know what you can do? You can use it as a trigger. And I want y'all to just tell me this with your best brain right now. It's morning for most of us. Give me a thumbs up for how many of you, number one, think that your small steps aren't good enough. Just give me that first. Okay. Now, give me a thumbs up for how many of you have done 180 turns in weight loss where you did all the things that you thought were perfect and it resulted in you not only losing your weight, but keeping it off forever. Some of y'all actually did a 180 turn in weight loss and kept your weight off forever. Then why the fuck did you join my program? I think some of y'all did. Yeah, now here comes the tears. That's funny. Like, seriously? Your theory is flawed. So I'm going to give y'all a hack. And I'm going to promise that this is going to work. Whenever your brain says, this won't be good enough, I want you to bitch slap internally yourself. Be like, no, that is wrong. I know intellectually that's not true. It just feels very real right now because whatever I'm fixing to do, I know I should be doing. This is when we get to you should. Literally. The next time you're going to make a micro change, a micro step, and your brain's like, it's not good enough. You should be doing all these other things. Wah, wah, wah. I want you to gut check yourself, bitch slap yourself, and say like, because I want you to think about it right now. When you do that, you feel less than. You feel bad, shamed. How many of you, when you're ashamed, the first thing you do is run to success? Or do we run to the fucking pantry? I want y'all to realize thinking it's not good enough is a gateway drug to not doing jack shit. And that's the truth. So when your brain thinks it's not good enough, it's like, oh no, that's that crap I always think when I'm not going to do anything. So Corinne said, because I know a lot of you, when I just say something, it makes all the difference. Say, Corinne said that when I'm about to do something that doesn't feel good enough, I should just do it. Because here's my challenge to all of you. Y'all give me 30 fucking days of not good enough work. Most of y'all won't give it to me. You're giving me 30 days of not doing shit. You're giving me 30 days of quitting, 30 days of waiting, 30 days of listening to shit. But I want all of you to think about this. Give me some answers in the chat. If you spent 30 days making, like literally saying, here's like every day, here's every small thing I think I can do today that doesn't feel good enough for weight loss. Just like, I would challenge somebody to take me up on this and do it in Facebook. Seriously, throwing down a gauntlet. Hell, I might even have a prize. I don't know. We'll have to see how y'all do on your own. And it is February 21st. For all of my perfectionists, somebody like, go ahead, clutchy pearls. We're going to challenge ourselves on the 21st in a leap year to start something just to see what the fuck will happen. And we ain't gonna wait. It's even a Wednesday. Oh my God, it's not the first of the month. It's not a Monday. It's not the summer. I can't wait till I have a start in the summer. Here's your challenge. Every day, you make a list of every conceivable thing that you could do for the day to lose weight that's not good enough. And you go do all of it, whether you want to or not, because the main reason why you don't want to is going to be because you're going to think it's not good enough. But I mean, it's got to be shit that's so doable It's going to have to be like me in the early days. The only thing I ever agreed to put on my list every day was stuff that I knew that if I didn't want to do it, I could talk myself into it. It had to be like so ridiculously easy that I'd just do it. And then I want you to tell me if you don't lose weight after in 30 days, if you don't feel better at the end of 30 days, if the stuff that you think's doable doesn't increase, like your capacity for what's doable grows, and you can't quit. Now, for all of you, here's the rule. If you decide to do this, you can't quit. You got to show up for 30 days. I mean it. Don't tell me you're going to do it and then you not do it. Don't tell me you're going to do it and after 4 or 5 days that you're like, because one of the things you're going to have to do, like some of your like, can I just, my doable shit, it's going to have to be each day like, good Lord, I don't want to do this. I'm just going to do it anyway. And you're going to have a day where you forget something. And guess what you're going to want to do? You're going to want to quit because perfectionism is going to kick back in. Guess what? You don't have that luxury. Because that's another flavor of not good enough. You're sitting there telling yourself like, oh, like I didn't do what Corinne said. It's not good enough. No, what's not good enough is stopping. If you keep going and you learn from it and you teach yourself how to keep going in the face of adversity, in the face of your own bullshit, I'm going to promise all of you, you can lose weight. And it's like the most important thing. Weight loss is not about what you eat. It is about your willingness to keep going, no matter what's going on. No one can lose weight without that. Like, seriously, no one can lose weight unless they have a willingness to keep going until the job is done. I heard something interesting this morning when I was working out. I don't watch any of the network morning shows, but they were on at the gym. And Savannah Guthrie, I think she's on the Today Show. I'm not 100% sure. I think she's Today Show. She's getting interviewed on CNN. It was on the TV and the closed caption was on. So I'm just walking. I'm just looking. She has some book out. I don't have a clue about this book, this chick or nothing. But what I do know is I love something she said. She said one day she decided that she would rather be hopeful and wrong every day of her life than to be I think it was disheartened and right. And I was sitting there thinking about that and I thought, God, that's so fucking powerful. I would rather, and I made this agreement with myself when I first started losing weight, I would rather spend the rest of my life trying my damnedest to get to my goal and maybe not get there than to sit in the shit of what I was in. Not trying, being right about every doubt and insecurity I had. Like, who cares if you're wrong? If every day you're waking up and you're trying, and every day you're trying to be a better version of yourself, and you're trying to improve, and every day you hold out hope that, today's the day. At the worst that will happen is at the end of the day, it won't go how you thought. And you beat yourself up. We can fix the beating ourselves up because if we keep the beating ourselves up, then we don't wake up hopeful anymore. Now we just start waking up justified in our shit about ourselves. Yep, I'm a loser. I'm not even going to try today. Whatever it is. I just know the only people that ever lose weight are the ones that never quit. They had shit go wrong. They doubt it. Okay. My next call is starting exactly right now. Y'all, post in the Facebook group. coaches, Mish, you're going to have to probably explain in the Facebook group what the hell happened today, because I know them. They're going to go in there. They're going to start this. And everybody's going to be like, what did I miss? I'm so behind. I didn't get an email. Like all these things. Take it to MJ, Mish. Tell her what all I did today. Y'all figure out how to tell the troops what we're doing. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.